generous people I have ever met. In fact, her life story seems so bizarre, it's almost like it's been made up. I only know these things because of her husband. She would never speak about it. She was born to a mother who we might say was evil. No person is really evil at their core. That's only really the devil and his minions. But she acted in such a wicked way, it's hard to believe. Her father was a weak man, would do nothing to stand up to his wicked wife. And she made it plain, this wicked woman, that she only ever wanted two children. And so when her third child came along, a daughter, she had no qualms in saying she didn't want her. And she did everything, probably would have been easier, in fact, if she had just gotten rid of her, left her on a doorstep. Because she made her life a living hell. This is like the Cinderella story, but times ten. She would not feed her. It's a miracle that she lived beyond infancy and her toddler years. I think that she has lifelong health problems because of her neglect. When she was old enough, she had to figure out how to start feeding herself, and she did. She would be left home if the family went on a family vacation. No rules, no food, no nothing. In fact, often she had to go to the neighbor's house to see if they had any food because there was no food left in the house. This was the attitude of her whole growing up. Her mother told her regularly she hated her. She wished that she had never been born. Somehow she survived this insanity. She met a fine man, was married, and this fine man brought her into the Catholic faith. She went out of her way after being married, being able to be her own woman now, she went out of her way to be kind to her parents, particularly her mother. Her father, again, as I mentioned, had been a weak man. He was never a very good provider. So they lived in relative poverty. Her husband told the story one time. They went over, and this was a week or so before Thanksgiving, went over to say hello, was never even given the time of day by her mother. In fact, sometimes there would just be a scowl, even a scoff. Her father would say hello and be pleasant enough. But they noticed this time that there was not very much food, and they really felt bad. And so they went down to the grocery store, filled up their station wagon with groceries, brought it back, and stocked the pantry, stocked the fridge. And what was the thanks given? But the mother started complaining about how she didn't want this or didn't want that. You all are selfish. You should have asked me what I wanted. So nevertheless, they decided, well, it's a week from Thanksgiving, let's come back in about a week's time, and we will make Thanksgiving dinner for you. We'll bring everything. We'll make everything. Bring a big old turkey. We'll make it a nice day. Is there anything that you want? No. So they come back in a week's time for Thanksgiving. They spend the whole morning making all of this incredible food with all the trimmings, and about ready to get to eat, the mother says, "Come on, we're going out." So her husband says, "Yes, dear, pick up and go have Chinese for Thanksgiving Day." So they sat and ate what they wanted of a meal and made sure to leave the leftovers. This was the attitude, sadly, until both of her parents died. There was never even the slightest attempt to return that love. And you might think, well, how is it that this woman was not a product of her surroundings? She had been so mistreated, cruelly mistreated. And yet she decided, especially after she converted to the Catholic faith, she decided she was not going to let it overcome her. In fact, she was going to use this suffering to reverse the role. As strange as it may be, she was going to do her best to be a mother to her own mother. And she tried. And even though nothing ever went well, she, to this day, has never given up hope. And what is the reflection that she has about her mother? By all rights, she should hate her mother. But she says, no, she helped me to be a better person. In fact, whenever I'm tempted to be mean and nasty, well, I look at my mom and say, "I love you, Mom." And then she's quick to say, "Mother Mary, make sure that she's all right." So the point here is that we can suffer. We will suffer. And we can choose. Are we going to suffer poorly? Or are we going to suffer in this manner? Again, this woman is the happiest, most loving, generous person, because she made a decision. God will give us the grace. In fact, God is always giving us grace. You know what? He gives us all the help that we need. Not just to survive every day, but to become holy. He gives us very special graces when we ask Him. He gives us even more special graces when we approach His sacraments. But even above and beyond these things, theologians say that there is yet another type of grace they have termed signal graces. These are the graces we receive from the Holy Ghost that touch our heart. They enlighten our mind. They so often are the graces that we receive at a retreat. We might receive signal graces from many different places. We cannot let them pass by. I believe wholeheartedly that God gives these very special signal graces at retreat. We have been touched by the Holy Ghost. We necessarily must go away from here changed. counselor.
To a higher plane.
We've heard things that we can't unhear. We've been given instruction, a deeper knowledge of our faith, more profound understanding of spiritual truths. And now with this knowledge, with these graces, we have to take them home. Thinking about grace, you know that the heart of Mary, her immaculate heart, is full of grace. How many times do we say the prayer, Hail Mary, full of grace? What an incredible truth. That she, from her conception, was full of grace. Does it mean that she could never grow? Could she never get better? Because she was full. We tend to think of something that is full as not being able to receive anymore. It's true, she was full. God was so pleased to give her the abundance of every grace. But the fathers of the church say that Mary grew in charity. Because she, by her work, every single day was growing in capacity. By her generosity, her heart was growing. And so God was able always to be filling it and keeping it full. She never put up any obstacles to his grace. We have been given so many wonderful graces. The light of grace to be able to see ourselves a little better. Special graces of inspiration to fill our hearts and our minds with holy desires. The generous heart of Jesus has given us the grace to decide that we will become holy. And when we ask, he will continue to give us the grace to then put our desires, our determinations into action. Let us not put up any obstacles. We cannot be as holy as the Blessed Virgin Mary. We know that's impossible. But shouldn't we want to resemble her? As much as our little hearts can contain, God can fill them up if we get out of his way. We can increase that capacity as our Blessed Mother did at every moment. And we have to remind ourselves, nothing can grow that capacity quite like suffering, willing suffering, sacrifice. I hope that we can see now a little bit better from God's perspective. Remember that little excerpt I read to you from the anchor hold. It's only by coming very close to the cross that we can see from God's perspective. There is no greater joy given to man than to be close to God. To reference again the ritual for the ceremony for marriage, especially in the context of man and a woman who are to unite themselves in the enduring bond of pure love, as the ritual says. But this phrase applies to each and every one of us. And that is, sacrifice is usually difficult and irksome. Only love can make it easy. And true love can make it a joy. I sincerely hope that this retreat has been an opportunity to lift yourselves up, to receive these special graces, to be more determined than ever to become saints. Let us be always seeking that perfect joy as described by St. Francis. May Mary's Immaculate Heart be our constant model. May she be your refuge in time of danger. May she be your comfort in time of sadness. May she lead you day by day to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. May the maternal